Introduction. Everyone wonders at a point in their life if God can truly talk to them in a dream, if miracles are capable of happening, and if God is real. If these things are true, how can I draw near to the Creator and gain access to the supernatural power? Are the keys to victory in my life's battles from health, family, marriage, depression, and business won through spiritual warfare? The answer to all these questions is yes. You can unlock the door to victory in all these different areas of your life and more. However, the problem with many people not winning the fight in the battlefield of life is simply spiritual. They don't understand how the invisible struggle between good and evil actually work. We do not have any self-thought. Every thought we get is influenced by either God or the enemy. When we act on these thoughts, whether pro or con, we engage the force within the spiritual realm. We cannot trust ourselves because we are emotional beings and our mind and flesh are naturally of this three-dimensional world. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. This idea of God and the devil, angels and demons, is scary to many, including myself at first. However, you need to understand that you don't go into war without having a 4-star general lead you and without all the proper weaponry and gear to protect yourself and loved ones. Once you're properly led and equipped, you will ultimately win the good fight of faith in your life. The 4-star general who took me through my battles was Jesus Christ, and the weapons and gear he equipped me with were the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the belt of truth, and the shoes of the gospel of peace. There you go. That's exactly what you need to win and overcome every time. How do I know this, you ask? Because he told me. For, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. But please keep an open mind and understand that everything has opposites. The opposite of light is dark. The opposite of positive is negative. The opposite of hot is cold. And the opposite of God is evil. Also, there are repercussions to our actions from the physical world we exist in, which directly affect and alter what happens in the spiritual realm. This chain of actions changes outcomes we see manifest in our lives. According to Newton's third law, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8. You don't have to be a superhero who wears a cape and fights off demons after leaving the office. The contrary is true. I went through 7 years of battles and experienced things for which many people would have simply given up on God, where many would say God is not real, and if he is, why am I going through this again and again and again? I held onto my faith and always remembered to hold God accountable to his word. He cannot lie. He is perfect. A couple of scriptures that I always recite to myself are, "Be strong and of a good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. I'm just a child of God who refused to stop trusting Him and believe the living Word with all my heart. I also put on the full armor of God and allowed myself to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Although I wrestled with God and questioned His work at times, I still refused to give up on Him, as He never gave up on me. That's how I won every battle. The supernatural world is another realm and does not confide to the laws of this world we physically exist in. This book will give you the key to unlock the mystery of winning in all the affairs of life, whether big or small. You will understand a dimension that is very difficult to comprehend and will be encouraged to open your spiritual eyes. I struggled with this for years until I reached the point I'm at now. I'm a man who has experienced a series of trials, visions, dreams, and answered prayers all my life, and explicitly for the 7-year cluster of trials, which began in 2013 and ended in 2020, and as I write this book. I would like to share the story of my battles to inspire you to seek God, to hold on to Him during turbulent times, to look at a situation, whether good or bad, from a different lens, and to never lose hope because nothing is what it seems. The victory was given to us over 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ was crucified for our sins and rose from the dead on the third day, when He trampled upon death and gave us the victory. Knowing and believing this fact changes everything in the spiritual realm and the outcome that you get in the world that you understand. People from throughout my community would come up to me for years and ask me how I survived, and how am I so strong, and I wish I had your strength, and on they went. Although they were amazed, many of them completely lacked understanding of what was actually taking place right before their eyes. If they could look at me through spiritual eyes, they would see a man covered with battle wounds and scars. Although they have healed, they have left marks that will never be removed. Nonetheless, I would try to explain it. But who are we kidding here? How do you explain this topic in a short and casual conversation? Yet, I tried, and several friends and family who took interest in the matter started their journey in trusting God, and they never looked back. I guess they felt if God was with me through my turbulent times, as He empowered me and gave me victory, He would also give them the victories over their battles and struggles as well. Although I was being tried and going through hell, if I may say it like that, I was inspiring people and giving them hope to have faith and to hold on to that faith as they trust the God they couldn't see. The gain here is very simple. It's to have faith that could move mountains and win in all the affairs of life, no matter what obstacles are thrown at you. My hope is for you to lose all your fears and trust God with absolute certainty. I have extracted these biblical principles and godly instructions and put them all together for you in a comprehensive manner. This should be more than enough reason to read this book in its entirety. I will tell you my story in a timeline of dreams that I had throughout the years and the correlating events that took place shortly thereafter or before. Through my life's events, you will see how the Holy Spirit led and taught me everything I know. I got on my knees and promised God a long time ago that if He would turn my storms into a testimony, then I would tell my story of His majesty to the world. In the same fashion, I now make a promise to you that you will have better insight and understanding in the spiritual realm that exists and dictates our lives, if we let it. You will understand the raging war that never stops between good and evil. I will assure you that growth in your faith and encouragement from God will be gained from my testimony. Remember, what a man sows, he reaps. We must take accountability for our actions. We sometimes create our own demise, and after we have reaped our rewards, we blame God for our troubles. We come with an instruction manual called the Bible. Yet most of us avoid reading the manual that is made for us from the One who created us. He would know His creation better than we could ever understand ourselves. This influences our end result in the physical realm. Everything that happens to us first happens in the spiritual realm that hovers over us. But most of us go around feeling helpless, alone, depressed, and defeated, with no means of fighting or changing an outcome, and, in the process, accepting the situation as it is. But I have news for you, my friends. You can change the outcome and have control over the invisible that influences your life. It is crucial that you do not skip chapters in this book. You must read the book in its entirety to understand the process that brings out the warrior within you. This wisdom is worth its weight in gold, so let those who have eyes see, and those who have ears hear.